If there's tightness anywhere or you're aware of holding your breath, just relax, let that go. And as any thoughts come into your mind, just acknowledge them and then refocus your intent. And our intent is that we are going to retrieve an early memory of angel contact, specifically with your guardian angel. So go deeper now and relax even more. And just remember that you are safe and relaxed at this quiet inner level. And that you may access any information regarding an early connection with your guardian angel this lifetime. And you may do that easily and effortlessly. And again, center your attention on your heart and immerse yourself in the clear green light of that center. Continue to go deeper. Until you reach the most sacred place within your own heart, or that inner temple. And then find yourself in that inner temple, deeply relaxed and at peace. And just take a moment to observe the sacred place, your surroundings. And then just imagine or create for yourself the most comfortable, form-fitting chair you can imagine. The most comfortable chair you've ever sat in. And that will enable you to remain relaxed and peaceful, but to be conscious on an inner level. So just settle into this wonderfully luxurious chair and begin to create in front of yourself, in front of your viewing area, a sparkling clear mirror. You can make it any size or shape that you like. This is a mystical mirror which will reveal to you any information you desire that will be helpful to you. And you can also request any information on any topic. And when you do that, you'll receive an answer that is appropriate for you and for your highest good at that particular moment. Now this mirror is beyond the limits of time and space, so you may travel up and down the time track as you wish. And at this time, you're going to move back along the time track to review this lifetime, seeking information about your earliest connection with your guardian angel. And this is to be the only focus of your life review at this particular time. And any other information that does come up, just allow it to flow quickly across the face of the mirror, and then resume the focus of your attention. And remember also that everything you view is only a memory, and that you are a witness at this time. And just observe as we go along and make note of anything significant about angelic contact. You are also free of any emotional involvement as you observe your life. And just release and let go of any other memories that may pass across the face of your mirror. And remain the loving, detached observer, a witness to your life. So take a deep breath now, and just ask that you see last year's birthday. Just relax, and to begin the review, observe the events of that birthday last year. What did you do? What was the day like? And were you with people or alone? Just observe what happened and see the events played out on the mirror's face. And then ask your mirror to show you your birthday when you were 21 this lifetime. Just see that birthday and observe how you spent it and what you did. Now go further back to your 18th birthday. What was it like, and how do you appear at 18? What did you do on your 18th birthday? Just observe that day. Now from this point on, as we move back down the years, keep your consciousness alert for any information about an appearance by or contact with your guardian angel. Now go back to your 16th birthday and observe the events of that time. Remain relaxed and at peace. And make note if your angel was present at that time. And now go back further to your 13th birthday the day you became a teenager. And observe the memories from that day and scan the events of your 13th year. Going still further back to your 10th year of life this time. Sense into 10 years old. How tall were you? What did you look like? Be watchful for any information about the presence of your angel. And you are safe and relaxed, remaining the centered witness. Now scan age 9. And age 8. Age 7. 7 years old. Your intellect is developing at this age. See yourself at 7, and what do you see? Remember that you are only observing memories and information as it flows up on your mystical mirror. You are safe and deeply relaxed. Now gently go back further to age 6. Was there any special contact that your angel had with you during this year? Now further back to age 5 and scan that year. Now back to age 4, scanning that year and remembering. Notice how small you are now. And back further still to age 3. Are there any events or feelings that show you and your guardian angel? And further back to age 2, you are just a toddler. back further still to age one, so newly come to the earth plane. What do you see about this time that may be a memory of divine contact? You are so small now, so innocent, so open and aware. Scan your first year of life, this lifetime. Remember what appears important to you. And now back even further to 6 months of age. You are just a sweet baby, learning to be in the body again. Remember, are there any memories here that seem important? Now back further and further. You are just a newborn. Delicate fingers and toes and ears like tiny shells. Eyes looking out on the earth for the first time this lifetime. What do you see? What feelings or memories of divine contact are there? Remember all that is important from this life review, and then slowly begin to refocus your attention and begin to move forward in time to 6 months of age, to 1 year, two years, 3 years of age. Retain and bring back with you any memories from these years about your angel. And now up to 4 years of age. Then 5 years old. 6 years old. And now 7 years old, bringing with you any angel memories you might have. And then up to 8, 9, 10 years of age. And moving more quickly now, up to 11 years old. And then 12, now 13, and then up to 16 years old. Now 18 years old. And then on up to 21 years of age. Now move forward in time to your birthday in 1994. Retain in your consciousness any memory of your guardian angel. And now gently move up to February 25th. 1995, today. And realize that you are through reviewing your past for this lifetime. Give thanks for any information you have received and realize that it is appropriate for you at this time. And then prepare to leave that sacred inner space, knowing that you can return at any time you wish. And then slowly begin returning to your outer conscious level. Allowing yourself to become more present in your body and in this room. And then begin to wiggle your fingers and toes to move your body about. And take a deep breath. And then when you're ready, open your eyes. And if you would like to make note of anything, you may do that with the paper that's been provided. And now I'm going to take you through a process to make a clear connection with your own personal angel, your guardian angel. This is the angel who has known you and been with you since the beginning of time as we measure it, and since the beginning of your incarnations on this planet. It is desirous of having a conscious connection with you. And indeed, it is the connection between your personality self and your soul, your angelic self, you might say, which has its life and continuity in the heaven world. This angel will assist you to know the sound or the feeling, the sense of your soul or cosmic name, if that is appropriate for you at this time. Align yourself with that energy that is unconditionally loving and accepting, and recognize the light that is that lovely green light of the heart, and just allow that to flow through you, and then allow it to flow up and into the throat, which is the seat of communication. And as it flows up into the throat, allow it to turn a beautiful sky blue. Beautiful clear light, blue light. And then allow that blue light of the throat center to flow up into your third eye, the center that resides between your brows, and allow it to turn lavender or violet. This is the seat of insight. And once that violet light is activated, just allow that to flow into your brain. Let it flow throughout the brain and ask that it awaken and more fully activate the pituitary and the pineal glands so that insight and your inner vision may be present. And then allow the light to become a brilliant, sparkling white light as it flows up and out of your crown chakra at the top of your head. And just ask that your spiritual connection be open and activated, and ask your soul to assist you to easily connect with the heaven world where the angels reside, and specifically, to make a clear connection with your guardian angel at this point in time. Remember that your guardian angel came selflessly with you when you journeyed into the earth this lifetime, and it's always desired that you remember, for it has always supported you and has always led you in paths that brought forward the lessons that you needed this lifetime. This angel has constantly guided you and flooded your auric field with light and the energy necessary to develop the soul qualities that you need for your own personal growth and expansion. Its wisdom, constancy, and deep affection for you are everlasting. Your angel can make itself known to you in any number of ways. You might feel an increased sense of love and protection, or a warmth, or a peaceful feeling of not being alone. Or you might feel an energy of great power and wisdom, sometimes playfulness or laughter and joy. And with your inner vision, you may see it in any number of ways. Remember that angels are androgynous. They are neither masculine nor feminine, but it may appear to you on either of those polarities if that is appropriate for you. Whatever experience occurs for you is your unique sense of that being. And so right now, at this time, just focus your intent and ask this beloved angel to make its presence known to you. Just ask. Just be present with your angel and allow yourself to experience this being who knows and loves you so well. Now gently ask that your inner hearing be open and attuned to the energy of your angel. And listen. And as you listen, realize that your angel is calling your name. Not your earthly name, but your cosmic or soul name. Listen. Listen deeply.